Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And there's news from the south of England about that fairly recently discovered disease of cattle, sheep and goats called Schmallenberg virus. We spoke last week about four cases which had been found already, but now vets fear it could be widespread and may have gone undetected for some weeks in early lambing flocks across Norfolk. Lambs are either born with serious defects or even stillborn, and there's a worry that because the disease is carried by midges, shepherds could be sitting on a time bomb. Also in the news, wheat again took a rise as we closed the week, with March futures quoted well in excess of £160, some traders even quoting up to £165. Cattle and sheep remained on a firm trade, with last week seeing some really good prices at Dingwall, particularly Tuesday's cattle sale. The predictions for Perth at Stirling bull sales are for very high prices, with records being broken. And we'll just have to wait a week to find out about that one. But for now, we're looking back to last week's Farmhouse Breakfast Week. It was a tremendous success, and locally we went to Ian and Roseanne Mackay's Lianach Farm at Culloden on Friday, where after Roseanne's tremendous breakfast of all locally sourced food, we caught up with Andy Woodward from tourist organisation Farmstay UK.
You really can't underestimate how important a small tourism business fits into rural economy. This morning we had farmhouse breakfast. We're using bacon from a local butcher, we're using eggs from a local farm, whether it's jam, preserves, pickles, it's all coming from locally sourced people. And not only that, is in the evenings people are going out and spending money in local pubs, bars, restaurants, visiting local attraction. It's all part of a very important rural economy. And even our members put £115 million a year into the economy, and I think it's worth something over £7 billion across the whole UK. We have about 65 members in Scotland. It's slowly growing. I'm very committed to come back up here and start spreading the word a little bit more. We're very well ingrained in the English and Welsh tourism programmes, and I need to make up that difference within the Scottish programme.
And you were talking a little bit earlier on about the experience of staying on a farm.
It's a hugely positive experience. Visit Britain published some figures recently that said that people who stay in the countryside have a higher satisfaction level than people who stay in cities and people who go on beach holidays.
And later on this week, we'll be looking more at tourism in the Highland countryside and what it means to our local economy. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 to 12:40 with more MFR Farm.